Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. It's the 5-star puzzle game that has everybody talking. So if you still haven't played Best Fiends, I don't know what you're waiting for. There's no other puzzle game like it. With tons of cute characters to collect and thousands of puzzles to solve, I do have a feeling that you're going to be obsessed with it. Crushing Candy is so 2015, so go and download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, that's friends without the R. Best Fiends, go download it right now, and I think you'll probably be like us, and you'll be obsessed with it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah. We got a good one today. Dolly Parton will be in. So, it gets no cooler than Dolly, right?
Yeah,
Friday morning dance parties. I love Friday shows. Here is... Is it Jonah? Is that how you say your name? Joanna?
Jonna.
Jonna. I would have got that like eighth. Jonna, how are you? Are you good this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
Yes. So I'm auditioning for Survivor this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
On a whim. Yeah. And you're on a competition show right now. They tell everyone go in and just be yourself. But I've only got a minute to sell myself to these people. What tips do you guys have?
Yeah, it be larger than life.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going in as, turn it up about 60% because they want big people. They're going to do big things and have personality. Be yourself's fine. Bleh. If I were just to go and
go ahead.
If I were just to go be myself, I would just go and sit in my bedroom and eat on my bed and watch Friends, you know? But when I go out there, listen, I have fun, but they want the biggest, best version of you, because that's what people want to see. So whatever you're thinking, turn it up about 60%. That's my advice.
All right, so Jonna Drama, come out in full effect and come out there and just like cry and show them that I'm gonna be bananas.
Yeah, if that's what you want your person to be, like, which part of you do you want to be seen? For me on this show, every week I try to have a different part of me shown, but I try to just slam that part. If it's fun, Bobby, if it's like inspirational, Bobby, you just got to find, if you're dramatic, Jonna, right?
Yes.
Then go be as dramatic. Then have your 1 minute ready and be as dramatic as possible. Be larger than life, okay?
So it's like, I want to do it for myself and show everyone that the drama or the emotional Jonna that I am is not because I'm just some crazy emotional girl. It's because I'm passionate about absolutely everything. But Donna Drama is what people say all the time, so I'm in radio as well.
And then say something ridiculous. You have 1 minute. Say something ridiculous in there. They just want something people are going to look at and go, what? So that's my advice to you.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, don't say anything, like, bad. But, yeah, just go, be big, be big. Let us know how it goes. Call us back. Thank you very much for calling. Good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck. And I think we'll get started here on the show. Everybody good on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a good one. When Dolly Parton comes in, I get a little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. She's the biggest and best. It's like Dolly, Garth. Who else is up there on that?
George
Strait. Like, come on. So that's happening later. Here we go with the show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo. The Mega Millions is tonight. It's the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. $970 million. In other news in sports, congrats to the Boston Red Sox. They're headed to the World Series. They're going to play either the L.A. Dodgers or the Milwaukee Brewers. And finally, head over to BobbyBones.com. All Pimp and Joy proceeds are going to help out hurricane relief.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, do you have any interest in meat-scented candles?
No. Zero.
None.
No.
They've been flying off the shelves. The candles cost $14.99 each. A1MeatSense.com is the website. This is not a commercial, by the way. They come in three flavors. Original meat. Which, what is original meat? Is it raw meat? Is it beef? Is it chicken? Classic burger, which could smell pretty good.
Absolutely.
And backyard barbecue. Those are the three candle scents. Christmas for a dude? Listen, people give me candles all the time, and I like candles. But you can only have so many candles that smell exactly the same. There's really no difference to me in mint and apple. It's all just a good-smelling candle.
Hmm.
There's a difference to you?
Candle smells are very, 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 very different to
are
me.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, not to
and
me
I'm
so
pretty
much.
Particular.
Lisa, California, you're on. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Bobby.
Hey, what do you think about meat-scented candles, by the way? Would you have one of those meat-scented candles or no?
Probably not. I'd rather have a candle of a good-smelling man.
A good-smelling man. But what about classic burger? Like, that's one of the scents of the meat-scented candle, Lisa. Classic burger.
No, especially if I'm on a diet. That's not going to help me.
Oh,
anymore.
That's true, too, because you'd be like, let me get that burger, because you're smelling it all the
time.
Yeah,
right?
But what about original meat? Just that flavor.
I don't think so.
That was also my nickname at college.
Okay.
Original right. meat. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Lisa, what do you want to say?
Well, I just want to tell you guys that I appreciate you all very much. I've had a rough couple of years, lost several family members, and no matter how bad my day is, I turn it on your show, and you guys all make everything better.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Dumb conversations like the original meat candle helps you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever it takes, hey, whatever it takes in that moment, hey, I'll go for it.
Well, that's really nice of you. Thank you for spending your mornings with us. Where do you live?
In California.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you waking up early and calling the show. Man, thanks. It's a good call. Thank you very much. Hope you have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening to the show. Ah, come on. That's a good. I like that. Bye, Lisa. Have a good morning. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. We've got a big show today. Do you know that? Everybody know we have a big show today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Alyssa in California. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, what we were talking about on the show was this Netflix show called Haunting at Hill House. And it actually, it's like a scary show. And I saw it come up on my Netflix. I didn't watch it. I don't watch scary shows. But I didn't watch it, but you did watch it, huh?
I did. Me and my husband just finished the last episode last night.
Really? Now, how many episodes is this show?
10.
And it's called Haunting at Hill House. And the story was that people get so scared, people are passing out, or they're getting anxiety attacks, or they're crying. You finished it. Give me your review.
Okay, so neither me or my husband, we didn't pass out, we didn't have a panic attack or anything crazy, but they do have some really good jump scares in there, and I'm a fan of horror movies, and it was really good.
Did you do anything like, I don't know, pee yourself or cry?
I didn't pee myself. I did cry. The last episode especially had me absolutely bawling like a baby. Not because it was scary, but because it had a really good storyline in it, too.
Do you recommend it?
I do, 100%. It's great.
What about for someone like me who's a big old baby?
Maybe watch it with a partner.
Ooh, what if I'm alone? What if I don't have a partner?
Call Amy in the middle of the night if you get too scared.
All right, I'll call Amy and be like, I watch a scary show. Talk to me. Okay, but you do like it. For people that like scary shows, you're in, right?
I am in. But then, like I said, it also does have a really good storyline in it, too. It made me cry.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, have you seen, Alyssa, have you seen A Star Is Born, the movie?
I haven't. My husband and I were just talking about seeing it last night, though.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go see it. I mean,
yeah.
I've listened to some of the soundtrack, and the soundtrack's amazing. Mm-hmm. And all my friends that see it say it's amazing. And I haven't been to a movie in a long time. But I need to go see it. You want to go see it, Alyssa? Me, you, and your husband?
Oh, that sounds great.
Where do you live in California?
Modesto Central.
Oh, the home of the nuts, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love Modesto. Yeah, well, listen, tell your husband I said hello. Thank you for the review. I appreciate you calling and following up with that. And hope you have a good day today.
Thanks, you too.
All right, see you later. There she is.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Jana Kramer wants to do her Wind Down podcast live while delivering her baby boy.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Your face.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Is that right? Oh.
Bobby, wow. Your jaw just dropped.
Well, like, that's a lot. And I know Jana well. And I've been on her podcast, and she's been on mine, and that's probably not one
cool.
Is it? I don't know if I'm going to...
I mean, how long? Because labor can last for 10 hours, so she's going to go 10 hours live?
Well, maybe she just goes live when it gets intense.
Good for her,
but then
though.
Are you're hearing her, like, scream, and... I mean, I think it's awesome. I would listen as a girl, and I'm sure most of her audience is female.
I'm sure all of it is, just about. I'm not listening to that. I don't want to hear surgery on a dude. I don't want to hear anything where things are happening with the body, period. I'm good. Like, just talk to me. I want to learn things, but that's wild, huh, Jen? We should talk to her about that. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
We've got movies coming out this weekend. Halloween is out with 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it's an updated version, I believe. It's not a remake. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. It's like what it is today, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, what else?
And we got The Hate U Give movie with 97% on Rotten Tomatoes and The Sisters Brothers movie with 85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no idea what any of those are. I do plan on watching Little Mermaid, though, before Monday when I go on Dance with the Stars. I haven't seen it yet. But I'm going to watch, speaking of movies, I'm going to watch Little Mermaid. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Albums coming out this weekend, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit releasing live from the Ryman. It's 13 live versions of their songs recorded from their 6 nights at the Ryman Auditorium. Here's a clip of Cover Me Up.
It carries this house on the stones like a piece of driftwood.
That guy.
Cover me up.
This guy gets on.
That guy.
Yeah, this guy. The drunk guy gets on. You know, they're trying to remove him. And Jason Isbell's like, can we not take this drunk guy out of...
Woo!
All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Elle King's new album is out. It's called Shake the Spirit. Here's the single from it. It's called Shame.
Shame, 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 shame.
You may know Elle King from Different for Girls that she did with Dierks Bentley. Because, yeah.
It's different for girls. When their hearts get
yeah, they all sang that. Sang a verse in it.
Don't sleep all day and leave the house.
I think I'm going to have her up next week. I'm a big fan of Elle King, and I know her a little bit. But yeah. What else? Anything else there?
Yeah, Martina McBride's Christmas album is out today. It's called The Holiday Season.
Good name for it. All right, is that it?
I'm Morgan number two. That's The Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Norcross, Georgia. A 34-year-old man walked into a Subway, ordered a foot-long sub. He's waiting. They hand him his sandwich, and then he jumps over the counter and steals all the money out of the cash register. Runs away.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes later, he comes back.
Gotta get a sub, I bet.
Forgot his sandwich.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I wanted to know, like, what's up with that sub, though?
So then he was arrested. Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I was wondering if you got the sandwich in my mind.
You
I was like, what kind of sandwich did you get before? Yeah.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
Our hearts are with all those affected by Hurricane Michael. It's crazy, but I got to give a quick shout out to Anheuser-Busch for stopping beer production. I mean, that's money to them. They straight up halted certain beer lines to make water so that they could send it down there. They've been doing this since 1988, but as of right now, they're sending 300,000 cans of water to hurricane-affected areas right now, which is super awesome.
Good for them. And yeah, you're right. I was like, I've heard this before, but yeah, they do it all the time, which is even better.
Yeah, it's one of the things. But I mean, I think just shout out to anybody that's going to stop what they're doing to make
money. Stop what they're doing because they're about to ruin the image and the style that they're used to. They look funny. But yo, they making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather around. I'm the new fool in town. Yeah. And the sound's laid down by the underground.
Yeah. Get it.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump. Do me, baby. Do the Humpty Hump. You know what else? Do the Humpty Hump. Let me say this, though. In all seriousness, like, we are thinking about you guys, and we are Pimp and Joy line, which we don't keep any of the money for. 100% of the proceeds go to help the hurricane victims as well. It's bad. It's bad news down there, man. And so we're thinking about you. If you don't want a shirt, you can go to the Red Cross. Just you donate $1, $10. You can go to the Red Cross website. So, yeah, Amy, good story. Shout out Anheuser-Busch. And anytime we can bust into a 90s jam,
we'll take it.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Always good.
That's what it's all about right there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. Amy and Lunchbox, I'm going to bring in our video producer, Eddie, to play this one, too.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, it's tough. I'll play you a clip of a famous country artist performing as a teenager. You tell me who they are.
Okay.
This sounds fun.
It's easy.
They're all adults now, by the way. Famous country artists. All
right.
But this is them singing as a teenager. Here's number one. There's no easy way. It gets harder each day. Please lock me up. I'll be gone. I'll be gone. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. That's a teenage superstar country artist singing, I'm all out of love. So lost without you. Huh. I know you were right.
I know it.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy's in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Luke Bryan.
Amy?
Keith Urban.
Eddie?
That's Keith Urban.
It's Keith Urban. I'm telling you. Can you hear it back if I keep playing it? Like, listen for Keith Urban now. Ready? That's teenage Keith Urban. No? Okay.
No.
Number two. Name that country artist by them singing as a teenager. Obviously, it's some kind of like musical.
Right? I'm in for the win.
Yeah, no, nothing, Aim? Kind of bad audio.
What is that, 1820s? Playing the Lincoln?
Amy, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jodan.
Jodan?
What?
From Rascal Flatts? It's not even the
guitar
singer
player?
Rascal Flatts. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. It's only Gary that
yeah,
sings?
Yeah, Gary's the lead singer.
Wow.
Lunchbox.
Oh. That is Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Eddie.
For sure, Luke Bryan.
Yeah. Oh. You want to hear it back? Can't you hear it now? All right, here we go. Name it as a teenager. Said only angels know how to fly. She's 14 years old in this clip.
I am in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Oh, she's so beautiful. Carrie Underwood.
Amy?
Carrie Underwood.
Eddie?
That's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
You want another one?
Yeah.
All right, this artist is auditioning for a high school play in this clip, okay? This ain't coming from the old as a teenager. Just an ordinary way. When I close my eyes, I see the way this world should be. When we all walk hand in hand. How are you feeling, guys?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Come on, go guard. All right, Amy?
I mean, Florida Georgia Line.
Both of them? Amy just guessing.
Amy.
Amy. Amy. Come on.
Lunchbox?
That's Sam Hunt.
It is not.
What?
Eddie?
I have no idea. I'm guessing Jason Aldean.
No, it's Eric Church.
Now I hear it.
Yeah, here.
Now I hear it.
This ain't coming from the old. A little bit, yeah. One more.
All right.
This artist is performing as a teenager on their local morning television show.
Well, it just sits there smiling at me.
As a teenager.
Taking me back in time. And before.
All right, Amy?
Oh, man. Blake Shelton.
Amy's like, the drummer.
For
y'all, listen,
Lenko.
I seriously thought Jonah
Dirks is a stage production. Amy, who would you say it is?
Who does? I said Blake.
Lunchbox?
George Strait.
Eddie?
Now that one is Jason Aldean.
It's Blake Shelton. Yeah, Amy and Eddie tie. As poorly as Amy played, she's still tied. That's all that matters.
Wow, Amy.
Yeah,
I played clearly just as poorly as Eddie.
Did you say Blake Shelton's drummer, though?
No, she said Blake Shelton's cousin, who's the mailman for the bassist for Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Well, we have a tie there. Congratulations to you two.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yes.
Bobby, what's happening?
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm real good. What's up with you this morning?
Oh, I just wanted to call and tell you about a parent-teacher conference experience yesterday.
All right.
So I just got my new neon Pimp and Joy t-shirt in the mail the other day. Yesterday was the first day that I wore it, and I went to my first grader's parent-teacher conference. I was waiting outside the classroom. I hadn't really officially met her teacher yet. Her teacher comes out to get me. I stand up. She sees my shirt, and she points at me and yells, "You love Bobby Bones?" And I'm like, of course, every morning for the past, 5 or 6 years, he's my guy. That's my show. She's like, me too. Are you watching him on Dancing with the Stars? But yes, me and my daughter, every Monday night, we're watching. And so parent-teacher conferences are about 15 minutes. Instead of talking about my first grader the whole time, we spent almost the whole time talking about you, Amy, Dancing with the Stars, Pimp and Joy. It was awesome.
Come on. Woo! Yeah, come on. That's
yep.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think it would help if I sent that teacher a signed book? Like, hey, look out for my friend Lindsay and her your daughter, right?
Yes, and my daughter's name is Grace. And you know what? It's so funny because she was saying, you know, I have the old hoodies and the old t-shirts, and I just haven't been available to get his Pimp and Joy, the new neon. She's like, but I love that. And now that I see it in person, I love it even more. I got to get it. And we talked about iHeart, podcasts, everything. So, yeah, that would rock. I bet it would help with Grace.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. You know what? I'm feeling good. I love that Lindsay's on the phone. We're going to send you and her a little Pimp of Joy, and we're also do I have books? Do I have a couple books in there or no, Raymond? Do you know? Thumbs up on books? I'm going to send two books, one for you, one for her. Will you make sure she gets them? And then I want to know what kind of grades Lindsay gets after this semester's over, because if she didn't get all A's, I'm taking it all back. I'm just saying. Taking it all back. I'm repoing all this stuff. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and I appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening, and just thanks for caring. That's awesome, and good luck to you, and hold on a minute, okay?
Thank you.
All right, look at that. That's fun, huh? Parent-teacher conference.
Love it.
Don't talk about school. You talk about the show.
Nothing about the kid.
That teacher's going to be like, what? A toddler's first four words are mom, cat, mom, dad, cat, and Alexa.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What?
Well,
because
everybody's
yelling, already made it?
Well, everybody's yelling Alexa around the house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you hear all the time. A mother said that her, I guess, 16-month-old named Cameron's first four words were mom, then dad, then cat, then Alexa. Because what do you hear? Mom, dad, I mean cat, I don't know. I guess it depends. But I mean, I talk to my Alexa all the time. I told you, I live alone though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, Alexa, make me happy. Play a happy song.
What you doing?
I do have playlists. For, you know, when I go to sleep, I listen to Coldplay, A Rush of Blood to the Head, that same album every night. I don't make it to the third song anymore. I don't sleep with my TV on, ever. Because I did it for years, my whole life, until 3 months ago. If I'm not in my own bed, I'll sleep with the TV on because I'm not totally comfortable. Like, they have me in a small apartment in Los Angeles. Not now, I'm in Nashville, but or a hotel, I keep the TV on. In my house, I say, I don't want everybody to go off.
Right.
Play my Coldplay list. And so they play Coldplay. But when I get out of the shower, Weezer. Garth isn't on Alexa. I listen to the Eric Church album a lot right now. So if I'm before I go to bed, if I'm just reading, I listen to Eric Church's new album, Desperate Man. But I talk to Alexa all the time.
And you got music going on in the house all the time?
In the bedroom.
Oh, just the bedroom.
That's the only place I stay in my house bedroom.
Yeah. And that's where he is all the time. Yeah. So
it's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Ariel Williams grew up in Chicago. She was the first in her family to graduate from college. She earned a bachelor's degree and a master's degree while working two jobs, taking on student loans, but she always wanted to be a lawyer. So she applies, takes the LSAT, applies to 8 colleges, gets rejected by all of them. Does that stop her? She says no. She studies again, studies harder, goes back, takes the LSAT, sends those applications off again, and gets accepted to every single law school she applied to.
Oh my God. Stone innocent.
Oh my God!
You passed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness, she passed!
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Come on.
Get chills.
Now that is not giving up. She said, I want to be a lawyer and I'm going to do it. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Woo!
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. You need this game in your life, folks. It's the mobile game that everyone's talking about. If you still haven't played Best Fiends, you know, what are you waiting for? People that play this game love it. Just read all the reviews in the Apple App Store or Google Play, and you'll see it's consistently rated 5 out of 5 stars. There's no coincidence. No other mobile game is like it that I've seen, and once you play it, like our listeners, I do think you'll love it. Collect tons of characters, solve thousands of puzzles. You'll probably be obsessed with it. Very soon, one of your friends or family will tell you about the game, but you'll already know, because you heard me talk about it. Hey, stop crushing candy. That's so 2015. Play Best Fiends. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, you may tweet me or send me a Facebook message and actually thank me for it. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Again, Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, just about 5 minutes away from Dolly Parton in the studio. Over to Amy now.
The Morning Corny.
Will glass coffins become popular?
Will glass coffins become popular?
Remains to be seen.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on, think about it. Remains to be seen.
Okay. We had to work on us a little bit, but you got us.
That was the Morning Corny.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dolly Parton.
I always love it when Dolly comes by. Like, I don't know, she's just awesome. She comes in and we're always happy when she comes in. Then when she leaves, we're always happier because she was here. And she's coming in now. Here she is, Dolly Parton, everybody. There she is.
You're right there.
Hello, Dolly. Sit down right there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's so good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I was just saying before you walked in that we're always so happy when you come by, but we're always happier after you've been here.
I thought you were going to say you're happier when
I
leave.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you might have said that sort of. I hope not.
No,
I always look forward to seeing you as well. I've been excited all morning.
You make us happy.
Well,
how are you? How's life been?
Well, life's good and busy.
You know, you say busy because you have so many things going on, and I think we should break them down for my sanity, too, because you put out quality projects, but they're all over the place. You have music and different TV shows, and let's start with Dumplin', okay?
Okay.
Okay, so explain Dumplin' to me.
Well, Dumplin' is a movie. It's based on a best-selling New York Times bestseller list book of a few years back, and it's a story. It was written by a little girl named Julia Murphy. And she wrote the story, and the little character is a little girl that doesn't have much confidence. She's a little overweight, and so she loves my music and my sayings, and she kind of builds her confidence. Her mother, who is played by Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer bought the rights to the book, and she's producing it as well. So anyhow, Dumplin' is about the little girl that her mother continues. She was like the beauty queen of the day. And then so she, through the years, she still hosts the contest every year. And her little daughter, who's overweight, wants to be in the contest but can't because of she's overweight. So it's just about the – it was a little story that kind of had me in it. So Jennifer called me and said, you know, this story's kind of about you, and we want to use some of your original music. And would you be willing to write some additional new songs? And I thought, well, yeah, that sounds good. I'd love to. So I was honored and flattered. So that's what Dumplin' is.
And so that song that you and Sia did, is that from Dumplin'?
Yes, okay. It is. Actually, they play that, I think, in the movie. I don't know if it's the original. See, that's a song I wrote in back 69. I had it out in one of my early albums. And they found this. Linda Perry, who's produced the album, the soundtrack album, they love the song. Sia loved the song. And so she sang on it, and it's wonderful. We actually use several songs that different artists like L. King and... we had Alison Krauss, Rhonda Vincent, Macy Gray, and Mavis Stapleton, or Staples, of the Staple Singers. And so we just had a lot of girls. And Miranda Lambert, we redid Dumb Blonde, but they also play the original in the movie. So just a lot of music with a lot of girls, a lot of guest artists. And Sia and I did a real good job together. I was real proud of that record.
So you're still writing songs now?
Oh, I'm writing songs. Five of the songs in the new soundtrack album, The Dumplin', are new original songs written by Linda Perry and myself. But then they went back and took a few other songs. The one I did with L. King is an old song that I did years ago, that Holding On to You. It was in one of my early albums. They just picked some of the old songs and rearranged them and brought them up to date.
Where do you write songs now? Like, if Dolly, we're going to write a song. Do you have your own writing room?
I write songs. When I'm putting on my makeup, I've always got a pad and pencil because I always got something going on. I'm always writing. If I'm taking a bath, I always got either a little tape recorder or something where I don't want to forget that line. If I'm cooking, I've got, you know, I just write songs everywhere. And when I travel, I write a lot on my bus. And so when I have time... and I'll sometimes dream a song.
Really?
Wake up and say, you better write it down, because I used to think I'd remember, but you don't. So it's best to do, you know, to write it then. So I'm just all about it. I love to be able to have time to just take some time to sit, think, and ponder, go out to my lake house or up to my old Tennessee mountain home and really sit and, you know, write songs. But I can write anywhere.
So you will wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, I have a melody or I have some lyrics. Do you have a notepad or do you type into your phone?
I just have a notepad because I always still work like that. I still write all my songs longhand. I don't even use any of the, you know, and I still, when I put down my songs, because I'm so programmed for the old days and how it's always worked for me, I have my big legal pads to write. I still work with a cassette, and because that's just kind of my mind is set like that, and then, you know, transfer them to, you know, to CDs. But I still work like I always did, and that's, I flow like that. And in to do it different kind of blocks my flow, then I have to think about learning some other way. So I just write the way I've always done it.
Hmm. Do you carry your own cell phone around?
I do.
Yeah?
But I only use my cell phone just to call out and to take calls in. I don't really do a lot of the...
No apps?
Nah.
No Bumble?
No. I'm surrounded with all my companies, all my friends, anything I want done. If I want, you know, I just tell them what I want out there and all that. So I'm a low-tech girl in a high-tech world.
Dolly Parton is here. Man. Okay, so Dumplin', that was the first thing I want to talk about. But there's also another show, one that you're in. Right?
This yes.
It's a different one. I'm separating all the
Netflix,
Dolly projects.
Both Netflix. But the Dumplin' is on the feature film, of the feature area of Netflix. And the Heartstrings. Heartstrings is a movie based on songs I've written separate. They're the TV part of it.
So each song, if I'm getting this right, because there's a lot of Dolly to take in between all your projects. This one, each song has a story based on the song,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it's a movie based on a song that I've written, like Jolene, for instance, is in the first series of this. And so Down from Dover, Two Doors Down, we base music. And then, of course, I introduce the song, kind of tell how I wrote it and all that. And then we just make a story out of it. Now, they're not all at the same time. It makes it sound like, oh, this is a lot of Dolly. And it would be if all this happened at one time. The Dumplin' movie will be out before the end of the year. The Heartstrings is not going to be out till probably sometime next year. They'll drop those maybe late in the fall. And so so everything, although I'm doing a lot, it sounds like a lot, they're spaced out to where, you know, it's not like hopefully people won't puke when they hear my name.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dolly Parton.
What is it like for you with clothes? Do people just show up and be like, Dolly, these are clothes we think you'd like? Or do you get online? You ever shop online and go, I like that?
No. I'm lucky because I have Steve Summers over here. He takes care of everything. They'll usually go out and shop, bring stuff in. Or sometimes, you know, I'll go out, in, like in L.A., I know a couple of people that own some stores. I can go out after hours or early on. Or if I see something in a window, I'll go in and look at it. But as far as most of my things are either bought off the rack and tailored to fit me because I'm odd shape. You know, I'm little. I got big boobs, and but little narrow shoulders, and little. I'm a little person, so I have to get like bigger things to fit certain things, and they have to be altered and stuff like that. But and my stage clothes are all custom made.
Hmm. Do you take one of those big boxes with all the stage clothes, and like do you pick each show, or do you have them all set up before you go out?
Well, when we travel, like on tour, we have huge big wardrobe boxes, those big things that they lock.
Yeah.
You know, those metal things that they put on trucks and take them. And then they open them up, and I can look at the whatever mood I'm in that night for whatever town I'm in, whatever type of show. I think, oh, I think I'm in a blue mood tonight, or I'm in a white mood tonight, or I'm in a pink mood tonight. So I just pick, you know, like a few hours before the show, I know what that town, what color that town feels like to me.
What is your rider? Like when you go into a room, do you have certain kind of food you want?
Well, usually I live on my bus, and I just pull right up to the, you know, to the bus door. So most of my things are already in. But usually I just need water, and I or like fruit, like a fruit plate, like cheese and fruit. But that's more for people that come in and out. For myself, I just have mostly what I want on my bus anyway.
I get really motion sick. I can't go anywhere. I sit in the back of a car. I get on a bus. I get motion sick immediately. How do you do moving around?
Well, I love to travel. I love my bus. I have trouble riding in the back of a car.
Me too.
Even on a school bus. I used to get sick, motion sickness on a school bus, but then we lived in the mountains and they went around and around the thing. And that's sometimes when I fly, I have a tendency to get motion sickness. I don't like to fly. But I don't have that trouble with my tour bus. I guess it's because they're the way that they're, you know, the springs or the whatever it is, however they make them to where you don't feel the motion as much. So I don't have trouble with that, but I don't like turbulence. I don't know if that's just scaredy cat turbulence, you know, making you feel, or just the motion, and probably a little bit of both.
After all these years, you still get scared, because I still get scared after
like
all these years
fly.
Of turbulence.
I don't fly. I'll tell everybody, I don't care. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't like to fly. I'm like my daddy. I don't want no higher up than pulling corn or no lower down than digging taters like my dad did. You know, I want to be on the ground. If I want to stop, I want to get out. You can't very well go up to the pilot and say, hey, I want to get out now. So you do? Yeah. But I don't like to fly. I don't like it for different reasons. I get motion sickness. I don't like that helpless feeling that I can't get out if I want to. And so I travel by my bus when I can. And when I do fly, we usually fly private jet. It's really hard doing commercial anymore just because it's such a zoo, you know, anyway. But I just take my bus anytime I can.
I'm curious about you as a songwriter, because what's your perspective now? Like, what do you have to say now?
Well, I'm just glad that I made it back in the day, because I tell you, it's really hard for writers. You know, we're always fighting for the rights to, you know, be paid for what we do, and as publishers and all. And for myself, you know, I don't have to, you know, worry about it so much now as it, you know, it being my bread and butter. But you still want to be credited and paid and, you know, protected for, you know, for the rights that you leave for your family and whatever you're leaving behind. But it's a different world now with all this music and just the way that everything is sold now compared to what it was when I made it. Now I just go with the flow and, you know, do whatever. I came from like the dark ages into the new age, you know, with all the stuff. I used to record albums where we'd go in 3 hours, is how old I am. We'd go in like from 10 to 1 to a whole album. And
wow.
Most of it being live, you know, with the band. That was back in the early days of RCA and all that. But now you can record anywhere, you know, from your house, from your barn. And that's all good. It's good and bad. But I'm just glad that I came from that old world and have been able to motivate and move into this new one and still be important in it.
Has anyone come to you and said, hey, we should do a biopic, like a real biopic on you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, I just wait till the right time and say, well, I'll consider everything. I just take everything into consideration, and I know when it's the right time to do things. Some things just don't feel right for me to do at all. And then sometimes I can justify things based on what's going on in the world and, you know, in the times. And so,
who would play you think?
I don't know right now. But I'm going to do my story on stage and in film. And at that time, I'm sure we'll find the right person. Do you have anybody in mind? If I did it today?
If you did it today, it would have to be obviously someone who could do it all. Meaning one of these people that that could sing, dance,
mm-hmm.
be funny. It's such a, you have such a like a delicately awesome skill set. Because you are multifaceted. I mean, you're Jennifer Lopez before Jennifer Lopez was Jennifer Lopez. Like, you're the first one of, you know, and I mean that full sincerity.
Well, that's a nice compliment. Thank you.
Who would play? Amy, what do you think?
I just feel like looking at her, right, because she's so much taller, but Jennifer Nettles comes to mind because she sings, she dances, she acts. Like, she's done Broadway. She could, so she's, and she's a powerful voice, but she's just so much taller. I want someone.
We'd have to get her a big boob job,
yeah.
too.
Well, yes. I mean, we'd have to do. I don't know that we find the Dolly size, but.
When you go in public, or do you have to disguise yourself in public, or do you try to stay out of?
I don't disguise myself. Which, by the way, I love Jennifer Nettles.
Yes.
She would be great. She's a wonderful talent. I love her personally, and. No, I don't. I don't try to disguise myself. Many, many years ago, one time I went Christmas shopping with my sisters, and they said, won't you kind of disguise yourself so we can get out and really do some shopping and do all that?
Mm-hmm.
So I wore a black wig, and I wore some clothes that didn't have the, you know, the whole thing. And so we were in the record shop. We was buying some records for some friends, and I said, hey, Cassie, do you think so-and-so? And someone said, oh, my God! See, my voice, people know my voice as much as they know my look. So then they all came over, and then they said, are you? And I said, well, yeah. And so I went back to the house and took all that off and put my own stuff back on, went back out Christmas shopping as myself.
And did people freak out
to see me?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't freak out. You know, I'm such a personable person. I love people, and they've kind of grown up with me. I really think people look at me like an aunt. Or a sister or a friend. So they don't just rush me or anything like that. Sometimes they'll say, Are you who I think you are? And I'll say, well, I don't know who you think I am. Or, you know, stuff like that. And I welcome the fans. If I'm out like that, I welcome it. I wanted to be a star. And so I know where, if I really need to get something done, I know the times of day that I can do it. I know the restaurants I can go to where you're not bombarded, where you really can eat. And I don't mind it if people come over, you know, now and then, because that's who I am.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Dolly Parton.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Dolly Parton.
When Burt Reynolds passed away, you posted a picture. How close were you and Burt?
Well, we worked real well together, and we'd done some other projects together. Too, you know, some talk shows and different things that we had done, some specials, you know, where we were both guests on them. But he was like a brother or like a relative. You know, he was like a good old boy. He was just like people thought he was. And I was sorry to see him go, but he hadn't been in good health in a long time. And I wasn't surprised, but I was saddened by it.
Was he so good looking?
He was in the day.
Like who, and even aside from Burt Reynolds, like now, you know, the Ryan Goslings, you look at them and you go, wow, like this amazing look. Who back in the day was so good looking that you met, guy or girl, where you're like, wow, I cannot believe that a human can look that pretty?
I don't think I met him. I just look at everybody. Everybody's pretty to me in their own way. But I guess Burt, at that time, people thought he was like a really good looking guy. But I don't. Nobody really comes to mind. I never
like,
met him.
Paul, the salad dressing guy, Paul Newman. Or was that
oh, yeah,
name?
I loved
okay,
them.
Okay, see, because
yeah.
we only
and
see
Robert
him
Redford and
old.
All those people. Yeah, I thought they were all good looking. You know, but I had a good looking husband, so I didn't think that much about how good looking they were. I'd just say, ooh, he's good looking or whatever. But I didn't swoon and all that. But yeah, but they, you know, you see good looking men. I'm like Will Rogers. I never met a man I didn't like. So I know who's the good looking ones, and there are different looks and different styles. And And I appreciated them all.
What do you think about me, though, Dolly?
I think you're a doll.
Dang.
Oh, hey.
I love that curly hair.
Oh,
I told you, there's always something good about everybody.
Come
and I go
on.
To that.
Well, listen, Dolly, you know I love it when you come by.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, I love being with you, and I really always appreciate you letting me come to hawk my wares.
You light you the room do. Up. Let's so just to recap, Dumplin'.
Dumplin' is going to be coming out before the end of the year, the feature film, and the album is coming out November the 30th, RCA Sony Records. So that's coming out in time for Christmas, so people can go buy the Christmas album. So, and I've got all these wonderful singers, as I mentioned, some really nice new songs. So hopefully people are going to enjoy that. And then next year sometime, the Heartstrings series will be starting out.
What's Jennifer Aniston like as a person?
Oh, she's wonderful. Lover, lover, lover.
Yeah?
We're going to actually be doing some shows together. I'm going to do Jimmy Fallon and maybe Ellen and some of the ones we're going to be promoting this. So hopefully we'll get to do some things together in the next few weeks. And so we're going to be promoting that. And then I'm doing a new series with 9-5 with Jane and Lily after all these years. They're doing a sequel to 9-5. And so that'll be out sometime maybe next year.
So what's that? I mean, I know I've seen the original, but what's going to happen in the new one?
All through the years, we've been trying to find something that would work for us. And I just thought, well, that first one was so good. And I always used to say, I don't like chewing my tobacco but once. Because I really don't like sequels if they're not as good as the original. And they never did come up with anything that I thought was great. But with this new surge of Me Too movement and equal pay, that sort of thing. So they thought, well, this would be a good time to do that. So they did come up with a new idea, and Rashida, is that how you pronounce her name? Jones,
Quincy Jones'
daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's co-writing it with Pat Resnick, who, and hopefully she might be in it, I don't know about that, but it's about three new girls that are working at Consolidated, the company Jane, Lily, and I were in the first one. So they're still having some of the problems. So then they think, well, who are those three women that made so many changes around here so many years ago? So they search us out. We're all three now, Lily, Jane, and I, successful women in our own right. So they come to us, and we all get together. So it's like the six of us then create some new chaos and some fun stuff and cover the issues, but without it being too totally political.
Okay, I'm pumped for this.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, it's going to be so good.
Then there's 9-5, the musical. The songs I wrote, it's opening at the Savoy in London in February. So, Lord, that show ain't never going to die.
And you're just going broke, huh?
Working 9-to-5.
You still love singing that song?
Oh, yeah. That's a fun one. I love it because everybody likes to sing along with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fun one to sing.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Probably that one for fun.
Yeah.
I think I Will Always Love You because every singer loves to sing a ballad that's got slow and middle and at the end where you can sing as much as you want. That's always fun to sing. Jolene, I love to sing too.
Do you have any songs that people love from you? You're like, man, I kind of wouldn't sing that one anymore if I didn't have to.
No. No, I don't have those because I really, every night my audience is different and I look at like these people came to hear these songs and just because I did it last night for another set of people don't mean I have the right to keep everything, anything in because I like to present it every night. Like that's the first time they've heard it live.
Man, look at you.
I know. I'm like, is she real?
So much to learn.
Like, she's so amazing.
It's like a master class in awesomeness. Every time you come in.
I just made all that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah. I mean, Bobby, that's a good way to define it.
I'm glad you fell for it.
Yeah.
A master class. Have you ever, do you know Oprah's master class? Have you ever heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I feel like Dolly,
you
need to do
Oprah.
It. Or you're doing it here right now.
Oh.
It's where you're just speaking and talking to people about all your life experiences and where you are and how you got there and I feel like you're full of so much wisdom.
I'm full of it, all right. But one of these days, though, hopefully someday I'm going to do kind of like a one-woman show to where I'll go out and tell my stories and do my little songs and not have to, have a whole big production and just kind of do like a little motivational. I get often asked to do that. But I guess when you've lived as long as I have and you've been in the business and all facets of it, I've been very blessed in my life. And so that in my older years, hopefully I'll have several more. But I think that would be a good way to spend, a lot of my older years.
Well, let me say,
type of thing.
It has been a treat to talk to you again, Dolly. It always
Thank
is.
Thank you.
It,
well,
whatever you want to sell.
These old bones will tell my story. You remember
my song,
Old Bones? It's one of the songs played by Kathleen Turner. Remember her, the old actress?
I do.
She's playing the story of Old Bones, the old clairvoyant woman. It's one of the stories in the Heartstrings series.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. So every time I think of these old bones, I think of you.
Well, thanks. That's
but not old bones, just bones.
Just bones. Just bones
just
in general.
My Bobby Bones.
Well, Dolly, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
Whatever you want to sell, grills, songs.
Okay.
Will
I'll
you come by?
You about songs,
yes, whatever it is.
Okay.
Dolly Parton, everybody. There she is. We'll be back in just one second.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This girl named Marianne's at a grocery store and shopping. She collapsed inside the supermarket. Her 91-year-old mom was with her, screamed for help. This other woman named Lisa was shopping. She rushes to help her. Lisa had spent 15 years working as a nurse, so she saw her on the ground. She's like, wow, she's convulsing. She's turning blue. She knew what to do. She did CPR. An ambulance was called. They took her to the hospital, but then they weren't together. Like, they didn't know each other. They didn't know each other's name. So once Marianne, the one who fell, got home from the hospital, she was like, I don't even know how to get a hold of this woman. I don't even know who she is. So she gets on Facebook and she wrote a thank you note and posted it on her page. People started sharing it. It got back around to her and they got together and she was able to thank her.
Wow.
So like for a couple of things, that's cool. One, you fall and someone saves your life in a grocery store. And then two, you connect and we're able to thank them. It's good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and social media being used for good. Love it.
For once. Yeah, for once. Yeah. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On our show, what happens is we come on, we try to get good ratings. Good ratings mean we get to have commercials. Commercials make sure we get paid. That's just how it works. So we try to give you guys stuff that you like to hear so you listen. It's like TV shows. You know, we get paid because people buy advertisements. And we do what's called endorsements, where we'll come on and personally speak for a product. And so we don't speak for anything that we don't actually either use or someone that we know close to us uses. That's kind of our rule as a show. That being said, we get offered things sometimes to endorse, and sometimes it's exciting. Like Eddie, our video producer, got a national deal with Little Debbie.
Yeah.
Which is, okay, congratulations.
Thank you. So,
but Amy, you started on the show when you were what age?
I was 25.
25,
so
yeah.
24, 25. So I've grown up with the show. Now I'm more mature.
Yeah, Amy's like my best friend. She's been on the show for 13 years, and she gets different kinds of endorsement offers. Now, what'd you get?
Well, now that I'm 37, I'm just seeing different opportunities roll in. And I got approached about this fun makeup line, and I was like, oh, yeah, like I would do makeup. So I go to the website, try to look at it. Maybe I can get some samples, wear it, see if I actually like it. And the first thing that pops up when I go to the website is look 5 to 10 years younger instantly. And it's an anti-aging makeup line.
Oh.
It's for more mature skin, and every single person on the website easily looked 20 years older than me.
Or, no.
Or that's how I look. I don't know.
Well, no.
Bobby!
Amy, you actually
or
look,
what?
You
what
actually,
were you going to say?
No, that, but I was just being funny. You actually look really young and cool. Like, I feel like you're aging backward. Somehow, you're getting better looking.
Yeah, I felt like it was like
she
something
agrees.
For my mom, like a line that my, but I mean, obviously it still seemed hip and cool. I just am having sometimes a hard time adjusting to being, which I need to just accept it and own it and be fine with it because I really am happy with where I am and with my age and life and growing older. Like it's cool. It's fine. But yeah,
sounds like
I
it.
Just was like,
Amy yells it. It's cool. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. But I mean, I just opened it up and I was like, dang, this is like when I opened up the email, what, like a month or two ago. And it was about me doing endorsements for like Medicaid or Medicare or whatever's for old people.
Well, Amy, not to take away from this, but Lunchbox, who is 37.
Yeah.
You got offered an endorsement.
Yeah.
For? Tell Amy what you got offered for.
What? Depends.
No, Amy, it's ED.
Oh, really?
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah,
which is not funny because
it
happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens.
Like, it's okay. Like, guys do suffer from this, but...
We're getting older.
No. Well, I mean, just like, why... I don't know. It was just awkward to get that in your email box, being like, hey, would you... And it's like an app that helps you with erectile dysfunction. And
an
I was,
app?
Yes.
What does it show you?
I don't know if it's like, oh, here you go. Order it when it's time and it on the app.
Click on this. We'll help you with your problem.
So, yeah. Like,
did you say yes?
No, man. Hey, let me tell you.
Why are you talking to that voice? Why are you talking to that voice?
You do not turn down money.
You don't turn down money.
The rule is you got to use it. Let me tell you, boys and girls, daddy don't need it.
Yet.
You're such an idiot.
I also don't.
You're such a
nobody call you daddy.
Nobody calls you daddy either.
Okay. My wife does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably when she's talking about the baby, your new baby.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, so I might turn that one down.
Amy, you're good. Lunchbox, you're good. Both
we're
of you.
Good.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Anywhere.
No, not at all. Hey,
not at
while
all.
We're... Okay.
Go ahead.
No, nothing.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking about Lunchbox and that endorsement, and then I thought... Like, depends, and I made that comment, and I just want to clarify there's nothing wrong if you have to wear those and you're an adult.
Yeah.
Because I've been having to buy those a lot lately for my dad, and let me tell you, they really market those well. They have very handsome models on the front.
Really?
Wearing the Depends, and they look young and fresh.
I'm 38.
Like, basically,
I think
it's
I can
Bobby.
Wear Depends. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because
yeah, you could.
Sometimes,
that's why I'm
when I'm done
saying.
Peeing, it's I still pee later, like
oh,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
the
still,
drip.
And I try to get it all out, and it doesn't. And I'm just like, what?
I mean, would you ever wear one just to make life easier?
Yeah. Sometimes I need to. I can't make it to the bathroom in time.
No. You, like, if you're watching TV and you don't want to get up in the middle and you don't want to pause it, just go to the bathroom and then...
Okay,
why would you not
just
want to push pause and come back? Mm-hmm. It's not 1987 where we have to, like, run and...
Or if you're on an airplane, you don't want to have to get up, you know what I mean?
But I don't want to sit in it.
I don't think you really notice it. It absorbs it into
it what?
Absorbs it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, thank you for this conversation, you guys. Good luck. Future endeavor.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lainey in Texas, how are you?
I'm good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening with you?
I'm so excited to be talking to you. You just have no idea.
Well, thank you very much. What do you want to say?
Oh, my gosh. So me and my sister listen to you every day on iHeartRadio while we're cleaning houses, because that's what we do. And we just can't get enough of you. And then we get to see you on Dancing with the Stars now every Monday. And we're just wanting something else. What else can you do to put yourself out there more? We love you.
I mean, let me tell you the truth, Lainey. Just me and you talking here, just be honest. I'm so over me. Like,
No, you can be over you. That's fine.
Oh, somebody else is there. We have a cameo.
Yes, it's my sister. I made her get here as soon as she could so she could be here with me.
What is she saying?
She said, I couldn't miss you. I could not miss you. I had to get here as quick as I could. I had to drive 15 minutes fast as I could to get here.
Well, look at you guys. You guys are funny, man. So, no, go ahead.
Adore you.
Well, thank you. I don't even know what to say to that. Like, I'm at a loss for words.
Listen, Monday nights, Bobby, I had my Dancing with the Stars party at my house. I've got everybody in my room. As soon as you guys are done, we take phones, we line them up, we start voting. My sister's in a pool hall on Friday night. Monday night, she makes everybody shut up. Watch, as soon as you come on, it is the funniest. Everybody thinks we're absolutely nuts.
Yes, they think we're nuts.
Well, I think I think you are nuts, and I think I am nuts, and I think that's probably why we get along so well, you know?
Yes, that's why we love you.
Well, thank you, guys. Well, come on. You guys put a big old smile on my skinny Urkel-type face here. So,
well, let me just make it bigger. I read your first book in literally 3 days. Literally. I mean, for me, that's a record because it was amazing. I feel like I literally know you. Like, I physically, when I talk about you, people think I know you. And I'm like, no, I listen to everything he says and take it in. And it is just so amazing what you put out there. You just, what you do for people is amazing.
I don't know what to say to this call. They're the greatest callers. I don't even know what to say back to them.
You love a nerd. I love a good nerd. Like, you call yourself a nerd all the time.
A nerd, yeah. Yeah. Somebody's screaming. She's screaming in the background. She's very passionate. Hey, listen, you two. I hope you have a wonderful day at work. I appreciate the call. And... Thanks for reading Bare Bones, my book, and thanks for being awesome.
I cannot wait to get your second one.
Hold on. I will send you my second one. I'll write you a note and I'll mail it off to you right now.
Oh my God, you have just made my day, my week, my month, everything. You have no idea. I'm going to pass this book around to everybody. I mean, I'm already passing the first one around.
You know what they say? Read, pass.
That's right.
Listen.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Don't hang up, okay? I'm going to put you on hold.
I won't.
I'm going to write you a note. I'm going to send you a book. And you already read Bare Bones. I'm going to send you Fail Until You Don't, right? That's what you want?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You two, be good. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Super blessed day, Bobby. Amy, we're praying for your dad every day.
Amy, they're praying for your dad every day, they said.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Let's go to Michelle in Missouri. Hey, Michelle. What's happening?
Not much. I'm just working.
Yeah?
Yes. I was calling. I have so many things that run through my head. First of all, my husband is a heavy equipment operator in St. Louis, and he never watches Dancing with the Stars until now. And he actually looked you up the next day to see how you did while he was at work. Big tough guy looking at his phone to see if you're still there.
Watching a dancing show. That's cool. I like that. Go ahead.
That's awesome. Hey, and I try not to read the negative comments on social media, but one is that all the middle-aged moms are keeping you on the show. But hey, I'm a middle-aged mom. So shout out to us.
I agree. Shout out. I appreciate that. What's your husband's name?
Chris.
Well, Chris, shout out to you, buddy. If you hear this back either live or on the podcast, and Michelle St. Louis, I appreciate you and thank you so. I appreciate it. Come on, all these calls are so nice today.
Hey, pimping joy all the way.
Yes, that is true. Pimping joy. Thank you. Have a good day. See you later. Well, I mean, it's like I just had a humongous, awesome meal. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm just full.
Just sit there and enjoy.
I'm just full, and I just want to watch. I'm just gonna play a song now. It's like I'm watching the game.
Yep.
Quite the couple calls there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Now, I don't eat these all the time because they're not that great for you, but I love Auntie Anne's pretzels. Like, if I'm in an airport or at a mall and I see an Auntie Anne's, it's so hard for me to walk by there and smell those pretzels.
Yeah.
They're so good. Well, they're coming out with birthday cake nuggets to celebrate their 30th year in business. And on October 22nd, that's when they are going to be available. It's all for a limited time, but they're dusted with vanilla, drizzled with chocolate syrup, and topped with confetti sprinkles. And again, it's a pretzel, so it's kind of got that salty sweet thing going on. Ugh.
It sounds good, but I would want to eat 100 of them, so I can't eat one of them. That's how my life goes. I have all of it or none of it, but it does sound good. What else?
Well, speaking of food, just FYI, if you're looking for something Halloweenish, you can hit up Burger King. They are introducing this festive new burger just in time for Halloween. It's a quarter pounder of beef with a crispy fried chicken fillet on it, melted American cheese, bacon, and mayo, and it comes on a green bun.
Again, let me just say, from these last two stories, I get why we're so healthy in America. Like, I get it. Like, we're just killing the game and in health. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, well, that's going to be available until November 1st. And FYI, I don't think it's on the menu, so it's like one of those secret things. You can go up and be like, I want the spooky burger.
Oh, I don't. I'm get always it? Weird about ordering something that's not on the menu. Like, I feel like my friends are tricking me. Yeah, I'd like to have the tongue salad, wink, wink. Wait, sir, what? And they call the cops. Now, I was told, Starbucks, you can get a tongue salad here. Yeah, that's always weird to me. What else?
Okay, so it's the weekend. People might be out having a good time drinking. And I saw this article talking about people would make huge sacrifices to avoid a hangover. Like 32% of people would give up watching sports if they knew they could drink whatever they wanted and wake up without a hangover. 22% would give up social media, and 20% would give up caffeine.
Well, people love drinking, huh? I don't drink, so I don't even know that lie.
It's fun, but I'm not giving up sports for it. Come on.
Well, Lunchbox, you have never had a hangover, right?
Right. I mean, I don't get hungover. I just drink and get up and feel good.
Maybe you have one, but you're so strong, it's nothing to you.
Yeah, I just power through. Like, go. Okay, gone.
Okay.
Well, the last part of this story was interesting to me because people said that if someone could invent an hangover-free type alcohol, people would buy a membership to have that alcohol, $50 a month.
Yeah, well, sounds like they love their alcohol. Huh. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yep. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. I have a comedy/motivational speech tonight.
Oh. So,
yeah, I know, right?
Who are you motivating?
Folks. Yeah. I'm trying to inspire a few people. I took myself off the road during all of Dancing with the Stars, except for this one. I didn't want to pull myself off this one. So I'm in Chicago, and I'm going to head over and knock this out and hopefully inspire some people. I love doing this. My favorite thing is like doing the TED Talk type thing. So I do half comedy, half motivational speaking. Then I fly right to Los Angeles and get back to training, and I'll be back on Monday night. I'll be here Monday morning. Which, by the way, I think Maggie Rose coming to Monday.
Yeah.
Cool. Perform. Mitchell Tenpenny on Tuesday.
Yep.
Next week should be good. And then I'll be on Dance with the Stars Monday night. So I'll be practicing to my Part of Your World all weekend. Up where they walk. My calves are so sore from doing the waltz. Because you like step and you're on your tippy toes and walk and you come down. They're called high lows or something.
Mm.
It's crazy. These dancers that I'm working with, they're like professional athletes.
Yeah.
You would have to pay so much money to train with them. But because it's a TV show and I'm on it, like, I'm so lucky to get to do this. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. Amy, what's up with you?
I'm just going to be hanging out in Austin with my dad, but then we'll go back to Nashville on Sunday. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kids got to go back to school. Fall break's over.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
New fall break. Who dis? That was how you felt last week. Yeah. Lunchbox?
Oh, you know, I'll be hanging out with the family. I'm sure the wife will have something fun she wants us to do, like go to a pumpkin patch or something with the kid.
But he's...
I mean, he doesn't really know
what... Does she use the baby as an excuse to do things that she wants to do?
Absolutely.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely.
Cute pictures, and then you can see what size of a pumpkin your baby is.
That's a true. Small one.
You can compare it to a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Thank you. Have a safe one, and we'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work, if you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.